What should a godly couple do who is considering marriage to make sure sexual sins from previous relationships are dealt with? Number one, total candor and total honesty about what you've done before you marry. I think that's the idea. Considering marriage, yeah. Total. Now, that's going to be really hard. I mean, some people are going to say, this would be better if she didn't know or he didn't know. I don't think so. Noelle and I did not have sex with anybody before we married, neither each other nor anybody else, unless she's not telling me the truth. And I think she is telling me the truth. But she had a boyfriend or two, and I remember being uncomfortable with that and wondering, what do they do? Are they doing anything? Misbehave? And so I asked her one time, did you ever kiss him? Because we're talking high school. And she said, yeah. Everything in me did not like that, you know? Isn't that strange? I mean, people today are so fast and loose with their sexuality, a kiss that probably didn't mean anything to anybody, but did to me. I wanted to say, how? I didn't go there. But I'm resonating with this question and the problems. I am glad that I knew that first. And here's one of the reasons why. We'd been married probably 2 years. I can't remember exactly. It was within the first 3 years. We're living in Pasadena, California. Noelle gets a letter in the mail and starts to cry. She goes outside. She walks outside to be away from me. I let her go. I said, whoa, what is that? And I walk out after a while and say, what's wrong? And she said, Jackson was just killed in Vietnam. It's the old boyfriend. I'm glad I knew about Jackson at that point. Because I think it just helped me deal with the fact that this isn't a hidden, way too much emotion invested in Jackson here, you know? And so I just think it's going to backfire if you don't tell the truth. So that's my first point, is that candor and honesty about what you've been through. If you can't deal with each other's backgrounds, you probably can't deal with life, you know? Marriage is trust. And you got to trust with what, you know, the junk that's in the past and whatever might be coming in the future. Second, honesty is not the main thing. It's just a crucial thing and was big for us. Considering marriage to make sure sexual sins from previous relationships are dealt with. They have to be dealt with God first. Then they can be dealt with each other. In other words, if both of you know Christ has forgiven my sins. In Jesus Christ, I'm as pure as the driven snow. And my resolves to walk in chastity and walk in purity from this day forward and be a virgin for you until we're married count for something. To know justification by faith alone, to know the purifying work of the blood of Christ is a glorious thing. So that you can look at each other and say, I'm looking at you the way Jesus looks at you. And if you're enjoying the forgiveness of Jesus, I'm going to enjoy forgiving you the way Jesus does, and that He's forgiven you that way. If He's blotted out all that sexual sin, I'm going to blot out all that sexual sin. So I think the essence of the answer is we deal with it gospel-like in forgiveness and justification vertically so that we can hand that to each other as a gift on our wedding day, that same forgiveness.